Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Last week on World Ocean Radio, I described a major publication, Catalyzing Ocean Finance, published by the Global Environment Facility and the United Nations Development Program, two of the largest global funders of environmental projects, new models, and analyses of the impact of sustainable practices on national and community economies and social benefits. The publication is complicated, dense, and infused with graphs, facts, and figures, as such policy and planning documents always are. This complexity reflects that, however, of the geographical distribution, integrated, frequently conflicted public and private interests, financial magnitude of the resources in play, and the diversity and scale of the many problems. The job of these agencies is to fund innovation and new models, build capacity within the demonstration countries for management and implementation, evaluate the outcome, and advocate for change at the local, regional, national, and international level whenever possible. They are trying to invent new attitudes, policies, and behaviors and prove that they work. Sometimes the projects set new examples. Sometimes they do so, but no one pays attention. Sometimes they fail, not so much by the program or practice, but more by the ineptitude, entropy, corruption, and vested opposition that pervades the status quo. Catalyzing Ocean Finance proves its point that the consolidation of limited international grant funds as stimulus for significant additional investment in certain new, well-proven, sustainable practices can prove its value financially by cost savings, increased environmental benefits and retained resources, reduced direct and indirect pollution and mitigation costs, and indisputably greater profit return over time to government and/or the private sector. This is not a new theoretical rationale. The challenge is to show that it works in 13 large marine ecosystems worldwide. Let me give you two examples from the GEF-UNDP report. The first is the Black Sea drainage basin, where since the early 1990s, UNDP initiated a series of JEF International Waters projects totaling over $50 million in JEF grants, with the long-term objective of restoring the highly degraded Danube and Black Sea transboundary ecosystem. Through multi-country negotiation and adoption of the Danube and Black Sea Strategic Action Program, UNDP JEF supported the 17 governments of the Danube and Black Sea Basin in reforming their policies, legislation, and institutions related to reducing nutrient pollution in the basin. This included adopting best agricultural practices for manure management and fertilizer application, phase-out of phosphorus-containing detergents, promoting cleaner industrial production, strengthening coordinated management capacity, and preparing of an investment portfolio of nearly 500 projects representing needed pollution reduction investments totaling over $5 billion, resulting in substantial associated reductions in nitrogen and phosphorus pollution loads to the Danube and the Black Sea, a major improvement. The second example is the Yellow Sea large marine ecosystem, a drainage basin that includes a number of megacities inhabited by many tens of millions, large urban areas dependent on the marine ecosystem as a source of nutrition, economic development, recreation, tourism, and livelihood, thus one of the areas most significantly affected by human development in the world, critically threatened by both land and sea-based pollution, coastal sprawl, overexploited and collapsed fisheries, with consequent serious depletion of fish biomass, loss of biodiversity, degradation of coastal habitats, and environmental decline. To address this problem, the GEF invested some $15 million, with program co-financing of an additional $10 million, to create a tri-national plan to address these problems through coordinated policy, new laws, fees, penalties, and enforcement, a total resultant investment in environmental systems, water quality, more effective and efficient systems, integrated management, and improved coastal livelihood, amounting to $10.8 billion in catalyzed funds, an astonishing successful finance ratio of 737-1. The process seems convoluted, but the takeaway is simple. Funds invested publicly and privately in existing ocean policies, technologies, and actions based on conservation and sustainability work to generate justifiable financial and social return. Everyone wins through change, now and into the future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.